Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A vintage World War II plane crashed this morning at Bradley Airport in Hartford, and there are fatalities.
With 10 passengers and a three-person crew, the World War II vintage B-17 had just taken off at Bradley Airport when the pilot radioed the tower. Engine trouble.
The aircraft attempted to return to the runway. It circled around the airport, but unfortunately, upon touchdown, the aircraft obviously lost control.
Airport Authority Executive Director Kevin Dillon says the plane crashed into a small building and burst into flames. State Police Commissioner James Ravalla on the identities.
We have a crash. We have a burn. Victims are very difficult to identify. We don't want to make a mistake.
The crash closed Bradley Airport for 3.5 hours. The NTSB will investigate the cause of the fiery crash. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Connecticut.
We did it. We set a record today for heat on the 2nd of October. Well, there's no chance that's going to happen tomorrow. Let's get an update live from AccuWeather and meteorologist Dave Samuel.
Yeah, Larry, we made it to 92 degrees between 1 and 2 p.m. officially in the city, so that sets a new record high for the date. Not quite an October record. That is 94, but we did have an October record high in Newark. They've been as hot as 95 degrees today, so obviously just extreme heat out there for the entire tri-state. In fact, this is only the sixth time we've seen 90-degree heat in recorded history in Central Park and surrounding areas. So quite the unusual day, but like you said, a big change coming tomorrow with temperatures in the 50s. We'll keep you updated all afternoon on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
One person was killed in a house fire in Newark. Four others were injured.
Flames surrounding this entire home, three stories on Summer Avenue. It was 6 in the morning when the family inside realized what was happening and did what they could to get out. Two men ended up jumping from the second and third floor windows. One of them didn't make it. Another was seriously hurt. Neighbor Jackie Perez across the street just couldn't believe what they were seeing.
Everyone was trying to help. Everybody ran to get them covers, to cover them, to get them cleaned up and water. This is a day that I will never forget. This is going to be engraved in my mind forever.
The three other adults inside were injured. The children inside, at least two of them, just minor cuts and bruises as this neighborhood is grieving. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Newark.
A little girl was attacked by a pit bull this morning in the Riverdale section of the Bronx and was seriously hurt.
Bobby Mahoney was getting his own two young daughters ready for school when he heard screaming outside. That's when he saw a pit bull attacking a four-year-old girl. The child had been walking to her family's car with her mother and brother so they could go to school. Mahoney said the mother was frantic.
Screaming and obviously trying to do whatever she could, but so thankfully I had the bat.
Mahoney said he hit the pit bull 15 or 20 times and it didn't flinch. But Mahoney continued and finally the dog let go. The little girl was rushed to Jacoby Hospital in stable condition. Her father is a diplomat to the Kazakhstan mission to the United Nations. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds in Riverdale.
Big traffic changes on 14th Street are less than a day away from taking effect.
After legal battles with residents and businesses here, Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg came to the intersection to announce the new rules of the road.
Really want to discourage motorists from thinking about 14th Street as a through street.
Starting in the morning, the east-west route will be a busway. There will be allowances for pickups, drop-offs, and deliveries, but you'll have to get off making a right. No left turns. This is all about getting the slowest bus in the city to move a little faster, according to the DOT's Eric Beaton.
We think people will save, you know, 5 minutes a trip or something, which added up over the course of the year is really very meaningful.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 14th Street.
Tired of construction noise at all hours of the day and night? There's a move afoot in the city council to rein it in. Council member Carlina Rivera has introduced a proposal to cut back on after-hours construction permits.
We're looking to constrict the hours and the days and to make sure that there are not an excessive number of variances given out in any one area. So for those experiencing multiple projects around them, to make sure that we're mitigating that adverse effect on their quality of life.
The Department of Buildings concedes construction noise isn't pleasant, but it says keeping New Yorkers safe is its top priority. Police in Ramsey are advising residents of Bergen County to pay close attention to their checking accounts. It seems thieves have been doing some mailbox fishing. They're using glue mouse traps and sticky soda bottles to fish out personal checks from the mail. Once they hook some checks, the crooks either cash them or use them to create counterfeits. Police say it's safer to use electronic bill payment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.